Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Just after 4:30, Kimbo on the Reach with you on a glorious Thursday afternoon, still around 26 degrees. Huge game coming up for the Adelaide Crows tomorrow in Perth when they take on Fremantle at 7 p.m. at Optus Stadium. They're coming off two losses, a six-point loss to the Gold Coast, 19 points to the Cats at home last Friday. And Freo, well, you can't do much more than win, and they've defeated Brisbane and North Melbourne. Only two games into the season, but things are getting a little tense. Let's find out more as we welcome Senior Assistant Coach of the Crows, Scotty Burns. Hello, Scott.
Kim, how are you going?
Yeah, not bad at all. It's weird, isn't it? Two games in, very small sample size, but you're already three games out of the eight.
Yeah, well, I hadn't quite looked at three games out of the eight, but when you've only played two, yeah, it's a little bit different year, isn't it? Look, things always even up as you progress throughout the year, and it's disappointing that we're 0-2, but we've just got to get on the horse straight away and bounce back, and we're playing a team that's played some very good football in the first two rounds.
Expectations are high this year, so the natives are getting restless. Let's look at the positives first before we get into some of the possible negatives. A lot of the KPIs have been good, especially last week, but there just doesn't seem to be really good connection at the moment.
No, I mean, it's a little bit different. When you've only played two games and one was in the wet, the KPIs are going to look a little bit all over the shop at this point in time. So, like I said earlier, you need things to settle down a little bit before we can really have a good indication of where we're at compared to the rest of the competition. But last week was reasonably disappointing. When you get 66 inside 50s and you don't capitalise, it's certainly one that we should have executed a little bit better and got things done better in the forward half.
Let's look at the midfield. There's a bit of noise about it now. I'm feeling a little bit guilty. For a couple of years, as you know, I've been saying that Lairdy perhaps should go back in defence. Not because he's not a gun midfielder, and I believe Crouch and Laird can play together brilliantly. I just think there's a need for experience in the back half. Do you think Crouch and Laird are working well together?
Towards the end of last year, definitely. It wasn't a conversation when Crouchy came back in. Like I said, on the weekend just gone, I felt that it was mainly a lot of our ball use from that attacking mid to inside forward 50, and definitely from forward 50 to completion, there's probably four or five that we'd certainly love to have back, but we haven't missed those opportunities for the last 12 to 18 months now. So, like I said, I think that everyone, I don't know if the talk is throughout the midfield, but certainly as a forwards coach, if you can get opportunity, which is 66 inside 50s, you certainly take that. And I think more of the issue is that we didn't capitalise on those entries.
Yeah, and 16-plus you're wearing clearances, and as you mentioned, 66 inside 50s, one contested possession. Normally that would win you a game.
Yeah, I mean, you look back on the vision, there's so many times that we've had shoulders out and we just have missed kicks, or kicks have hit the deck, or we're clean with ball in hand and we don't use that extra handball to really open up time and space. So, look, I'm not sure if it was a carryover from playing wet footy the week before, whether we just went a little bit too long rather than lowering our eyes. But it's certainly we've been practicing that sort of game style and offence all pre-season, and certainly you can see from how we played last year that was certainly a strength of ours.
We called the game from behind the goals at the River Torrens end for the first time last week because there are a lot of people over calling the game. You get a different perspective. Bix was certainly getting frustrated. I was. You could just see Adelaide didn't seem like it switched as much as it did last year. Did you miss opportunities there?
We did. We may have missed. It's the obvious ones that you miss, Kim. Mm. But there's times where there's those 50-50 ones on, should you go or should you not go, but there's probably four or five clear ones. And generally when you miss those ones, those really clear opportunities to move the ball, that can really get you into some good offensive flow. And we missed that, and we couldn't quite, we brought probably their defenders into the game by going straight line. But like I said earlier, that's certainly a part of it, and that was frustrating at times, but it was more the 12 to 14 times we had ball in hand through that attacking mid area that we didn't capitalise. But it's certainly something that the boys look at the vision, we go back and address it, and they're scratching their heads and they go, I don't know why I didn't take it. So, but what I did think, I thought the Geelong pressure early was as good as I've seen for a long time, that first quarter and a half. So that put a little bit of doubt in the ball user's hands at times, which that may well have been the case.
Is it a slight lack of experience in the back half as well on that last line of defence with Keane and Butts and Worrell?
Yeah. Well, I guess... We got Murray. We can't do much about Murray with a knee, and Tommy Dudo is probably the other one that had a little bit of experience last year. But generally, our ball users, when you're looking at Wayne Miller and Brodie Smith and Mitchell Hinge, they're the three that really get us up and going. And I think Maxi Mifani's really added that to his game now as well. So it's generally your bigger key position defenders, aren't you? Your ball movers as such, they're breaking even or winning a contest and really getting the ball in the direction of those better ball users. So it is a little bit inexperienced, but it has been for a little while back there. And but certainly, in nulling Jeremy Cameron's influence, you'd have to give that a tick. And and Hawkins is just an absolute star, isn't he? He didn't get a great deal of opportunities, but when he got him, he just finished. He's just been a terrific player for a long time.
He didn't miss. Hey, if Tommy Stewart was playing for the Dockers this week, how would you go about it?
I'd say to Fremantle, that's a fantastic trade. Got him. We tried a few different things last week. Obviously, we went pretty aggressively 1v1 early, and it didn't quite come off. And then after that, we looked for some more instability through the midfield, and that actually worked really well. I think we nearly outscored them by about 5 goals there at a point in time to halfway through the third. So that was really working for us. We just needed to tidy up a little bit more in resetting as forwards, and certainly rounding him up and making it harder for him to be that unattended player, especially in the last quarter.
We've just seen some news now that Jordan Butts is out. It's come out on the Adelaide website. Can you update us there?
Yeah, just rolled an ankle Tuesday. Just got that message probably an hour ago as well. They gave me a little bit of a fitness test this morning. He was okay, but they just felt he was just going to be a tad off for this game. So James Borlase will come in.
Okay. I was thinking, as a West Australian, was Daniel Curtin any chance? Will he be travelling at all?
No, I think he'll be travelling at this stage. We've got a few emergencies that will come over just in case anything happens. But look, he's still learning his craft back down there in the SNFL, and he hasn't played. You've got to be careful with these younger players at times. They haven't played senior football, well, not too much. He played a little bit for Claremont, but he just needs to play against the men for a little bit down there. And he's improving. We've been really happy with what we've seen, and we hope he gets an opportunity in the not-too-distant future.
We know you're on the way to the airport, so we won't hold you up too long. Brodie Smith, a great milestone, 250. He's been a ripping player for the Adelaide Crows, but he's got off to a scratchy start this year. How's his state of mind?
No, I think Brodie's always, mentally, he's always been in a really good position. He understands the game. When you play for this long, there's always ups and downs, and you're right, it is a terrific milestone for him. And he's even had the knee reconstruction, and still to get there at 250 at the age that he is a wonderful effort. And hopefully we can do the right thing by Brodie and make it a memorable milestone game for him.
The Crows going to do anything this different this week with the midfield?
We might change one or two things. We have, it's quite interesting that I haven't read too much, but you do hear it indirectly, that we've obviously changed up a fair bit over the pre-season, and certainly the Gold Coast game with Rankin getting a fair bit of opportunity, and certainly pre-season we still had Rochelle and Pedler in there at times, so it has changed up from 12 months ago. I guess the difference is probably the inclusion of Crouchy, but Crouchy's been easily our best midfielder in the first 10 games. He's been absolutely outstanding. So like I said earlier, I think there's a bit of blame going on to under the midges at this point in time, but if you looked at our ball use and getting things right forward of the football, I thought that hurt us more than anything in that past game. The first game's a little bit different, obviously, with those wet conditions, which is more of a surge game and a pretty basic game. So it's going to be dry conditions over there for Freo, so we're looking forward to when we do get the opportunity to have ball in hand, to use it and make that free man of defence accountable at times.
It was a tough week for the big Texan, first game back and dealing with the loss of his father-in-law. Will he be better for the run?
Oh, you would have thought so. Twofold. I mean, it's obviously hard. When you lose someone that close, and they were very, very close, and then if you just looked at performance and the physical side of things, he at times maybe looked a little bit scratchy with a few of those scrambles, just missing that week and a half of training, and he'd obviously had a terrific pre-season. So just, you know, I think this week that he's got back out and trained, he's looked 50% better, so I'd expect him to really be on top of the ground tomorrow night.
A fair chance Ben Keyes will go to Caleb Sarong? Please say yes.
No, not necessarily.
No.
Yeah, he's an outstanding start, Caleb, isn't it? Like he's what, 40 disposals, and I think he's nearly averaging 20 contested. So if he's winning his own ball, he's been a terrific player for a number of years. In the past, it's been Brayshaw that's probably been the better midfielder against us, but they've got a couple of good young players that they've had for a while now. They both must be up to about 100 games, so they're not really that young. They're certainly experienced, and I think with the inclusion of Jackson over the last 12 months, they're a pretty solid midfield unit now.
Luke Pedler is only a young player, still losing the caper, learning the caper. How did he pull up after the experience on Tommy Stewart? Because it can dent someone's confidence.
Well, it can. And look, it maybe it got to him a little bit in terms of the second quarter. We had so many opportunities, especially late in that second quarter, and he probably rushed a little bit more than he does in the past. And, he'd be the first to say that it may have got to him a little bit. I certainly, once again, we didn't help him by getting that ball offline enough to help Luke out in that role. But look, it's one of those things you need to go through as a player. You know, Kim yourself, like you just, there's a lot of ups and downs, and you have to learn from an early age. And like we've always said, you make one mistake or something doesn't quite go your way, the quicker you can get that, remove that from your system or get it out of your head and just move to the next contest, the better you'll be. But that actually takes time, and some players adjust quickly to that. Some players don't really care. Some of the best players, they couldn't care what happens. They're straight into it straight away, next contest. And, it was just disappointing in the sense that he had opportunities in the second probably to put himself back in the game and be quite an influential player for us. So he'll get another opportunity. We want to make sure that, he looked terrific up at Gold Coast when he won some contested ball up there. And we certainly want to give him that opportunity just to relax, go back to what he's good at and see if he can respond, which we're confident he will tomorrow night.
Scotty, this is going to be a huge game. The eyes of the nation will be on you. Friday night football at Optus Stadium. A big game for the club. No one wants to be zip and three. We appreciate your time. Have a good flight and all the best tomorrow.
No worries. Thanks, Kim.